Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't get mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. So, it's okay. The DAG. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I stay ready to battle. I gotta look out for them booty traps. Eating scooby snacks, you see that rant tear, they off track. She need a map to state, in fact, the world of people in it, a fuck. Liars, cheaters, women, beaters, everybody's corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm two of the three. Even though I know it's wrong, because it happened to me. That shit hurt like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists, and killing the bitch. If that happens, I go straight to jail, life sends them to hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch, I hope that nigga treats you while I'm moving past you. I see you in my rear view, he just adding all the other bullshit I've been through. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. I gotta stay ahead, if you ain't with me then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black, you wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist, no one really gives a fuck, I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none, watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil, dying over Benjamins. Don't get me wrong, I love it too, look at what we going through. But now I'm saying, if you feel me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas and my family. People on my level with the money making strategy. Weed is for my battery, I smoke it to charge up. But if I wanna act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 80% in my cup, watch me as I fold around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down, you standing on the ground.
Happy faces got me dizzy, y'all, I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want enough, so I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars, go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always out of home and food, you never ever been poor. You the cleaner, do some work, you don't belong in the street. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slap some dope?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No, but I push her hard though.
You see what we mean, you ain't just off of the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, so you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of O.
No.
Your name should be Todd, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job.
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all. We never see you at the swap when you shop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all have said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave you.
And why do you look like green corn?
Damn it, not again. Bullhorn, honeybee, they're gone.
Fake the black dynamite. Your luck with friends in the jungle of Vietnam is pretty. Why don't we just do like the army did and just quit while we still behind?
Snap out of the green corn. Now, I already left my best friend for dead the first time I was here. And I'll be damned if I lose anymore. Now, can you dig it? Huh? Can you dig it?
I'm sorry, Green Corn, but right now, Black Dynamite's mind is all tangled in jungle vines.
Wait, Black Dynamite, that's it! You are having a severe anxiety disorder that has developed after exposure to an event that has resulted in psychological trauma. So you are re-experiencing trauma with your ducking through flashbacks.
You mean Jerude?
Yeah, him.
Well, since you know so much about so much, how do I get rid of these flashbacks?
The only way to overcome them is to confront what happened to you and learn to accept it as a part of your past.
But the pain is too much, Green Corn. And a real man buries his pain so nobody can see it.
If you try to just numb yourself and push your memories away, it'll just get worse. I know you think kicking somebody's ass in the dick is the answer to everything, Black Dynamite. And usually it is. But right now, you're just kicking your own ass in the dick. Sometimes you just gotta let it all out and look like a bitch. Works for me.
Cream Corn, thank you.
Yo. Make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give up the show on or not. Go ahead, my
sister.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. shows like a quick stop. Don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My speed is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and pass it, you bastard. This another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I'ma make it disappear, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave, Shirley, hurry up, I'm begging, now she never wanna leave.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And if you are tuned in right now or downloading this at your earliest convenience, you are listening to Fuck You Friday, so you know there's no music tonight. It's just all talk, all me, and whatever transpires for the next 2 hours. So let's see what happens. But as always, let me start off as shouting out the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there wouldn't be no Bang Out Radio in the first place. So, again, thank you for creating things over here and allowing me and those that ride with me to keep things moving and keep things pushing for not only myself, my co-host, Beauties of the Week that come through, as well as all these independent artists, all right? Just anybody that respects reality, honesty, and, you know, just the shit that you can't get everywhere, you know what I mean? But this is the one place you can definitely get that. Also, shouts out to all independent artists. Make sure y'all keep doing what y'all are doing. Make sure y'all keep doing what y'all are doing, all right? Send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger, D-A-G-G-E-R, .bangoutradio@gmail.com. All independent music, any type of independent music, as long as it's independent, get it to me, all right? I will find a place for it in rotation. You won't hear anything tonight, but like I said, on my other 3 shows, it will definitely be in rotation, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to support the show, to support me, to support the independent artist, support my co-host, supports the Beauties of the Week. Anybody that just supports Bang Out Radio, supports this reality we try to bring to the airwaves over here, thank you, all right? Because all y'all got to do is talk about the show. We are all in this together, all right? Because I know I can't do it by myself. I think I've proven that, but doing the best I can with what I got, all right? So, yeah, there it is. So officially it is Fuck You Fridays. And again, also, if you want to call in tonight, if you're out there listening live, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me, let you know you want to talk to me, all right? Now, it's crazy because I was almost not going to, y'all know how Fuck You Fridays goes for me. I mean, again, it started off as something to let off frustration, to, you know, let anger out and everything when I first started this show, but you know, I was at a dark time, at a bad time at that point. Then things got better. So it kind of fluctuated into, you know, just whatever happens. You know, on Fridays, there's a lot going on for people. A lot of people getting into things for the weekend, maybe going out of town, coming in town, party, turn up, turn down for what? You know, Fridays, end of the week, shit's supposed to be on and popping. But then you got those, then you got other people that, you know, Friday's just another day of the week. You know, it's good. I mean, Friday's mainly for motherfuckers that be working. You know what I mean? Because you work all week, and then Friday comes, and you're off, and you got the weekend to yourself. Most people that have, you know, the normal 9 to 5, Monday to Friday type shit. So that's what that's for. And then you get your weekends off. Then you also have, you know, but then you have those people that either aren't working, like me, myself, sadly enough, or, you know, people that just, or, you know, their work days are differently. So, I mean, Friday is just another day of the week, so it doesn't really matter. But who doesn't love Friday? But it's just, I don't know how I view Fridays right now, because at least let me give y'all an update, because it's just funny when y'all listen to my other shows, when y'all listen to the radio, when y'all listen to what I do and everything. You know, it is always real. Don't get shit twisted. You know what I mean? I got no reason to lie to people and everything like that. But I also do keep a lot of shit still to myself, because you find during the shows, if you've been following the shows and everything, like I said, I talk about bitches all day, this, that, or whatever shit dumb people do, everything like that, because that kind of shit doesn't really affect me. So it's a lot easier to talk about, because I'm the first person to be like, you know, I say it all the time, and like I said, you can quote me on this, it's kind of the ideology I go through. I didn't create this quote, I got it from somebody, but it's like, if it doesn't make you money or doesn't make you happy, don't fuck with it. And that's what I've been on lately. And that's what I've been on for a while, and it's just, you know, trying to be as happy as possible despite everything that keeps going on, because, again, that's the craziest part about my life right now, is that I can't be happy about one thing because something bad always happens. You know, I can never just be happy. But excuse me. But yeah, like I was saying, you know, it's just hard to realize how to handle certain situations, how to go through things. And again, whenever I am happy, or I try to be happy, or I try to create happiness, something on the other side of that fucks it up for me as well. So that's just where I'm at with that. But this is what I mean. Let's look at this month. Let's look at what's been going on, right? Because, again, this was part of the reason why I wasn't even going to come on the show, because when I start talking about, like, real shit that affects me and everything, it affects me a certain type of way, because I'm usually the type of person that keeps everything to himself. You know, nobody really knows when I'm bothered. Nobody really knows when I'm rattled, because I'm able to control that. I've been internalizing a lot of shit since I was a kid. So, you know, I got a lot of good practice at that. So I can put on a real good front, like everything's okay, and everything could be all fucked up under the scenes, which is kind of like how it goes. But luckily, like I said, on Fuck You Fridays, I'm scared of Fuck You Fridays sometimes, because, again, sometimes when I'm out with the homies, we chilling, we talking about other shit, that's okay. But when I'm, like, today, when I'm by myself, and all I have to talk about really, about the shit that's really bothering, really affecting me, it's not scary, but it's more so, they always say you talk about it, you get it out, then it works. But again, I'm only doing this for the show. I'm only doing this for y'all, because I don't like talking about these type of things, because I don't like having to verbalize the issues and the problems that I have to deal with and the things that I have to face, because I'm the type of person that just shuts the fuck up and just does what he has to do. So, to put it into words, you know, it kind of bothers me a little bit, but we'll see how things go. Like I said, I've been slipping on Fuck You Fridays as well sometimes, and, you know, I'm trying to just show y'all here on Bang Out Radio that, you know, I'm trying to be a man of my word, make sure all these shows go in full effect, like, and give y'all what I told y'all I was going to give y'all. So, but again, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to talk, but this, here we go. Now, sorry, y'all. One second. Like I said, no weed, no drink. I'm just all fucked up right now, so it's just all emotion right now. So just give me a second. But all right, just in the last 2 months, right? We're just looking at my family, like I said, I love my family to death. My family has always looked out for me. My family has been there for me. My family has been in situations that helped me out with situations that a lot of people can't. Also, the friends that I have, like true friends, true homies. You know what I mean? Y'all got homies, y'all got associates, acquaintances. No, I got true people that actually are willing to help and try to get me to a place where I need to be and everything. So I'm very thankful for those that I do have in my life. And I'm not upset about those that I've cut off, you know, or, you know, got rid of. But my mom recently had, like, a surgery that she's been putting off for, you know, years. They've told her she would have to get this surgery or whatever. But she's been putting off because my mom's not the type to sit on her ass and not do nothing. You know, she's a worker. She's a getter. She's not a lazy motherfucker. When she would have to get the surgery, when she found out she would have to be on bed rest for a few months and everything, she was like, fuck that. I can't not do nothing that long. So she's always just putting it off. But since she got out of work and everything, she didn't get fired. But because of her injury, she was no longer allowed to work. So now she has a full rest of her life pass as far as working goes, because she's not allowed to work because of her injury, because of her job. So, you know, she's getting workman comp and everything. They're trying to hate on that. So that's all courts and everything. So that's a whole other story. But basically, my mom had the surgery that she had to have. Now, here's where shit gets interesting, right? Now, again, y'all know about me. You know, I don't have a job right now. You know, I've been out of work, I think, almost this whole fucking year. It's amazing how fast the fucking year goes when you really think about it, when you don't have a fucking job. But shit was crazy, and this is the longest I've been without a job, so that's been really rough and everything too, because, again, I'm a worker. I'm a go-getter. I don't like not doing anything. But at the same time, I'm not just going to do anything. So, like I said, I'm better than that. But back to the story. I keep getting sidetracked. Like I said, mom had the surgery. Now, my mom flew in my grandmother, you know, to help out while she was on bed rest for a little while. So that's the situation that was in. So, because, again, I take care of my mom. I do as much as I can and everything, but it's mostly she tells me what to do and I do it. as far as, you know, hand and foot type stuff and everything like that, you know, she wanted her own mother here. And, you know, grandma's always welcome at the house. So grandma came in helping take care of moms and everything like that. I'm doing all the driving, the store runs, taking grandma to get stuff for mom while she's injured and everything. So things are working out that way. So thankfully, you know, my mom's recovered a little bit, got able to walk around and everything, driving her own car, things like that. But the fucked up shit is what's going on is that now my grandmother is in the hospital. And she was in there basically for, it started off as constipation. You know, but I guess when you don't take a shit for 4 or 5 days, you know, there's a problem with that or something's wrong with that. So, you know, my mom, being the person that she is, you know, she's real overzealous about things, especially when it comes to her mama. Like, you can really see how families are supposed to, like, interact with each other and how they deal with each other when you look at these situations. I mean, like, true, real love in families, you know. There's a lot of families that don't get that, so I'm very thankful for that as well. Because, like I said, my mom flies her out, this, that, whatever she needs. But once she found out that was going on, they're like, nah, fuck that, you're going to the hospital. And that was last week. And then, now my grandmother's been in the hospital since last week, you know. And on one side, it's crazy because she came out here to help my mom with her shit after her surgery, and now she's been in the hospital for over a week, her damn self. Started off with that. Started off with the constipation, you know. Went to emergency room for that. Then they admitted her. Then, you know, past that, she, you know, they were doing x-rays and this, that, you know, a lot of time that it was taking to figure out what was going on. A lot of fluids, things like that. Then found out she was going to have some kind of surgery, you know, and this is all crazy. But at the same time, look at it, like my mom, who's fresh off of her surgery, has been bedside at the hospital with my grandmother since she went into the hospital. So it's a weird way to, it's crazy to look at it. You know, my mom's been in the hospital for like a couple of weeks now, you know what I mean? So overall, and I hate people that do this. I'm sorry, I'm responding to a text right now. Hold on, you mobile people text me on the dumbest shit. But so my mom's been bedside with her. Now she was at an emergency room. Then she went from there to another hospital. She's been at that hospital. She had her surgery. She just recently got out of surgery, and this was yesterday. So she made it through the surgery, and now she's been in the ICU, intensive care unit, you know, recovering. They've been keeping, you know, tabs on her and everything. And, you know, but they had to put a ventilator down her mouth, you know, and she was awake for that. And, you know, they had to restrain my grandmother to the bed because I don't know, she kept trying to pull it out or they didn't want her to pull it out and everything. So, and, you know, just thinking about these things, like what my grandmother's going through, my mom sitting there bedside with her, you know, this whole time, and my grandmother was just sitting here in my mom's living room, you know, watching fucking Matlock and shit, doing her crossword puzzles, you know, days ago. And now she's going through all this. And it's fucked up on my end, too, because, again, I know how connected they are, you know, as far as my, like I said, even my uncle flew in from Arizona where my grandmother came from, you know, because she stays out there with my uncle and his wife. And so when she came out here for my mom, found out she was in the hospital, shit, my uncle flew out here real fast. So now they're all up there, you know, it's real tight knit. So God forbid if anything were to happen, you know, I already know, especially my mom, it's going to fuck her up. I don't even know how I'm going to be able to handle and comfort that situation, because I never really learned how to comfort people. You know, it's never been this type of house. I mean, she may handle it better than I think, but again, you know, there's always that one person or, you know, a couple of people in your life where if they go, then it's a real big deal. And I think my grandmother is one of those people to my mom, from what I could tell. So if something were to transpire, again, God forbid, it would be devastating, especially to be there this whole time for her and everything, that whole time, bedside and everything, and then to actually see what may happen or what may go down or what happens. Because I know my mom's in there all motherfuckers' heads. I just know the type of woman she is. And then when I hear stories like my mom leaves for a second to go get something to eat and come back and my grandmother's on the floor, you know, how the fuck did she get on the floor type shit? And I don't even actually like hospitals. You know, I'm thankful they're keeping her alive and everything like that, but like I said, she went in for constipation. You know what I mean? You go in there, you take a shit, or they make you shit, and then you leave, and now she's having all kind of surgeries and this, that, and everything. It's like an episode of House. I used to watch House all the time, but you go into a hospital with one thing, and then they find all kind of other shit and everything, and then you're just there. I hate hospitals. Shit, I got bad blood circulation. You know, I don't know if this is good. You know, my arm gets tingly every now and then, you know, if I sit on it wrong or something like that or whatever. I'm not talking about falling asleep. You know, I think my thumb and shit is still broken and everything. We're not technically broken, but it never really healed right and it still don't look right. But shit, I'm working through what I got to go through. But this is, it's rough thinking about this because, you know, being me, I always think the worst case scenario, and that's not what I want to do. But like I said, in this house, as far as my family goes, it's always been like that. It's always been, you know, emotion, you know, outside of anger or things like that, you know. I've always been raised like that. I've always been like that, where it's just like, well, deal with it and get over it. You know what I mean? Handle it and move forward, push forward. I mean, nothing can stop. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it keep you from doing what you got to do and this, that. But at the same time, and what deadened me the most of the situation before is because, like I said, I never got a chance to say goodbye to my grandfather when he passed. Because, you know, when he passed, that's when they were staying in Denver. And, you know, between me working and not being able to get the time off and not being able to afford a plane ticket and everything like that, I didn't even get to go to the funeral. So, and, you know, I was really close to my grandfather. And my grandmother as well, very close. Like I said, whenever I thought things were in the darkest in my life, things like that, when my parents, or I think they would give, my grandmother did keep me in line. My grandmother was always the one who was that voice where it's like I knew I wasn't crazy. You know, she gets a nigga and don't even got to be here because I guess, you know, she's raised all the kids herself, been around grandkids, great-grandbabies, great-great-grandkids, so... You know, when you have that type of experience in your life, then you just already know what's up. And she, I believe, is the only person really in my family, as far as I go, that believes in me. You know what I mean? No matter what. When everybody else just kind of wants me to do what they want me to do. You know what I mean? But she's the one that's like, you know, you do what you want to do and just make it happen. Good, bad, ugly, this, that. Because, I mean, she knows where my heart is. She knows my intentions. She knows I'm a good person. I don't have to prove anything to her. You know, she doesn't judge me. She doesn't cast judge on me. She doesn't make me feel bad about the things that I do or that I have done. So not even damaging my mom, it'll be a real damage to me if something were to happen. And I honestly don't, just thinking about it is fucked up, but at the same time, I mean, what reaction would I have if worst case scenario? I mean, so I can't show emotion because I already know that there's going to be way more than enough emotion going around. You know, starting with my mother. And my mother doesn't cry or get emotional or anything like that. You know what I mean? This is the type of family I was raised in. You know, my mom doesn't get like that. My dad definitely doesn't get like that. Military background, you know, you show a tear, and that's a sign of weakness type shit, things like that. But, you know, if this does happen, you know, God forbid, if there's somewhere she doesn't make it out of there, then it's going to be a lot. So, I mean, I'm just hoping and praying that she does make it out, you know, because, again, at least not like that. You know, if it worst case scenario, and she is ready to go and it is that time, I want it to be in her house, my mom's house, I mean, you know, around family and everything, not in no fucking hospital bed. I wouldn't want that to be the last place my grandmother sees before she leaves this earth. So, and again, like I said, on top of that, not just her, I don't know, like I said, my mom's reaction is going to be all crazy. It's not like the family's going to fall apart, but it's going to be a lot to have to deal with in that aspect, just from one person. It was like that when my grandfather went. Because, you know, at least as far as our family goes, we don't have that many deaths that often. Because, like I said, we're not raised, we don't have a lot of hard-head, knucklehead gangbangers out there trying to do all kind of whatever type shit and everything like that. I mean, people make it to old age in our family. So that means they've been around long enough to connect to family members, to be there for people. You know, we've had that kind of time to make these kind of connections. So when that happens, it's like, especially her. So you know, when you got those kind of thoughts on your mind and everything like that, it's hard to smile. It's hard to you know, pretend like everything's okay and all. And again, I would love to. You know, it's not like I want to forget about it, but I want to occupy myself and everything. I want to try to keep my mind off of it because, again, I'm not in control of it. I can't do anything. Whatever happens. But it's been sucking for me lately because, again, like I said, I haven't, since I lost my car earlier this year, like I said, no job. You know, I've had a lot of time to just think and to just sit around and just look at shit. Now, if I want to make it more about me, And this is what I also mean about my life and just paradoxes, because look at it like this, right? Now, my grandmother was giving me a car because she had one out there in Arizona for a while now that's just been sitting there. It's her car, but she don't ever use it because she gets driven everywhere or doesn't go anywhere. She's good. So they were going to give me the car because I needed one. My family, like I said, my family always looks out for me, or they look out for me the best they can if it's just sitting there not doing anything. So they were supposed to send the car out here. You know, my uncle was supposed to send it out here, and I was supposed to have it this week. I should be driving my new car right now. But since my grandmother went in the hospital, you know, and my uncle flew out here, he wasn't able to send the car as well. So now I've been basically on house arrest, you know, all week. You know, I haven't been able to move or anything like that or do what I need to do or do what I wanted to do because there's no car for me to borrow because my mom's in her car, you know, at the hospital. My uncle couldn't send my car because where he's at? He's at the hospital. I'm not the type to get on the bus and do all that shit just for whatever. You know what I mean? I need a legit reason to go somewhere. So technically, I don't have a legit reason to go anywhere. And again, I'm not even trying to sound selfish because, again, it's just fucked up. Because, again, at first I knew I was supposed to be getting the car, but because of all this transpired, now I'm not getting my car. Now, I'm not upset about not getting the car because of what's going on. Because, of course, I would rather have my grandmother around than a fucking car. But this is just my life. You know what I mean? This is just the shit that I have to go through. I just recently got hired for a job. Well, not hired yet. I got to go through the process. I made it past the first step. I can't even be happy about that. I want to be happy. I want to celebrate. I want to go out, turn up. You know, I've had money in my pocket all fucking week that I've been looking for a reason to blow and can't, which is probably a good thing too as well. So, again, I hate being so cliche about, you know, everything happens for a reason, this, that, or whatever, but maybe things do. But certain things I don't understand why they're happening. I don't understand why she's going through what she's going through. I'm used to pain. I'm used to struggle. It's nothing new to me. It doesn't bother me. It's just, what, like I said, I just do what I have to do, period. I'm just going to continue to do that. That's always been the person that I am. I couldn't stop if I wanted to. And again, also, and then, you know, another note, I just noticed a lot of things. Like I said, when you're down, you see who's really, you know, who's really there for you. When you don't got nothing, you see who sticks around. You see who's, like I said, who's really about that with you. You know what I mean? Who's got your back? Who's got, and I'm not talking about loaning you money or anything like that, or, you know, but you really see who fucks with you. Like I said, when I had a job, when I had my money, you know, doing, when I had the car, riding around, doing all kind of shit for people and everything like that, you know, motherfuckers was all happy. Hey, what's up? Everything all good. Since I had a car, or since I've been mobile-less, really, in the last, you know, couple of weeks, so I haven't been really been able to get around like I wanted to and this and that, you really see where people stand. And people literally get mad at me over not being able to do something with them. And it's like, are you fucking serious? Like, I don't got other shit to worry about? They don't know I got shit to worry about. But, again, I don't got to sit up here and tell people here left and right, you know, about what's going on with my family, who's in the hospital, this, that, or whatever. It's that, but it doesn't matter. It's just that people are so wrapped up in themselves and what you can do for them or what I may have done for people in the past or whatever and don't realize that things change. It ain't, you know, life is always going to be ups and downs. It's never just going to be easy straight through. And we all have problems, and we all have different kinds of problems and deal with them in different ways, I guess, and everything. But some people, I guess, have less problems. Or, you know, maybe you're more adept in dealing with certain things, or I don't know. I can't speak on anybody else. I can only speak about what I go through. But I can never catch a break. Not trying to sound like a, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to sound like a case or, you know, I'm not looking for sympathy or anything because I don't give sympathy. I don't know how. So I don't expect it from anybody else. But shit's just fucked up. And it's like the world tries to pile shit on me. Me. Like I said, I'm only speaking about me. I get to that point where it's like, everybody got something to say. Everybody mad at me about something. Nobody get, you know what I mean? Not knowing what the fuck is really going on. You know, because again, I am, if I had no worries, then everything would be fine. And I don't even trip off the small shit. It's the major shit that I trip off of. Small shit, I can give two shits about. I don't care. But again, when people are only thinking about themselves and what they can do and what you can do for them or how they can try to get you to do something for them and this, that, or whatever, then it shifts over everything. It makes me think a whole lot different. Like I said, I really have a whole different outlook on a lot of people prior. Well, wait, let me take that back. I have a whole new outlook on people since, you know, things have been transpiring lately for me. Because, again, you want people in your life that are going to help you get to where you feel you want to go for yourself. Those are the people that you want in your life. I mean, as far as just dealing, like, I'm talking about, like, true friends or, you know, anybody like that. Anybody in your life should be helping you better your life in some shape, way, or form. And everybody else is just whoever, whatever. And you keep them there. You know what I mean? You can't make everybody your close, best, personal friend because they're not all trying to be like that. And you can't trust majority of the people out here in the world anyway. Why? Because, again, everybody's looking out for themselves. Like I said, the job that I just possibly am in the process of getting hired for, a friend of mine actually helped out and hooked up for me. You know, a true friend of mine. When I actually had somebody else who claimed to be a friend of mine talk about they were going to take my resume and you know, look at it and find some gigs or whatever that I may be, you know, qualified for and everything, because that's what their job is to find jobs for people. It takes that person like 3 months, 3-4 months to get back at me. But then want to say some shit like, well, I finally did it at least, though. Blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, what the... If you was a true friend, then you would have hopped on. Like I said, my homeboy that did this one for me, nigga hit me up like, nigga, you got this, 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 and this. Like, yeah. All right, homie, well, I set up an interview for you, you know, over here tomorrow. Be there. Like, nigga, I'm there. Good looking. Thank you. So the one thing about being down is that, like I said, you really see. Again, you see exactly where people are at because there's nothing. There's nothing in the way. There's no money in the way. There's nobody. You know what I mean? There's nothing. I haven't been able to party and hang out like I want to. You know what I mean? I can't even get dumb high to forget shit. That's what I would want to do, just get dumb, stupid, high, drunk, and just pass out and just wake up and then, you know, go. I would want to be that person as well because I see people that do that shit every day, every day. Man, I can't do that. I'm not going to be that person either. You know, the one thing about my life, what I try to do is I try to find a balance, and once I feel like I've gotten some type of balance in my life, something throws it the fuck off. Something throws it off. Like ideally, my grandmother should be out of the hospital, my car should be here, I should be getting ready to go to a party or something like that tonight, and they should be chilling and relaxing at the house, and everything should be ideal and fine, but that's not the case. And again, not trying to sound, you know, turn it about myself or anything, because again, I'm a real selfless person. You know, I'm used to not having shit. But the cold part about that is if something were to happen to my grandmother, then shit, I might not get that car until I don't know how long, because again, we got to take care of her, family, funeral arrangements. This, you know, I'm going to get lost in that mix. Like I said, I don't want my grandmother to live because I'm going to get my car faster, but I'm just letting y'all know. I'm just showing y'all this is what's going to happen. I already know certain things, which is going to still keep me from doing what I got to do. Because anybody that knows me or anybody that's like a true hustler or just out there about your life, doing what you got to do, because, again, a lot of people are restricted in certain ways. You know, jobs, kids. They say, you know, they have a lot of restrictions. So even with transportation or your transportation is strictly for that. You need your transportation to get to work. You need your transportation to, you know, get the kids where they got to go, this, that, or whatever, you know, which is fine. And the only thing saving me is that the only reason why I'm not super tripping off of not doing anything is because technically I can't be mad because I don't got shit to do. You know what I mean? No job. So unless I'm out here hustling, doing what I got to do with people or whatever, then I don't technically have a reason to go anywhere or do anything. But then I also believe that, you know, sitting still ain't going to get shit done either. I got to be out there where shit is at, where shit is going. If I'm not, then shit's just passing me the fuck by. But again, I'm not going to be one of them niggas just standing on the corner talking about, you want some CDs, DVDs, I'm not doing all that either, not knocking anybody that does do that, but again, that's not going to be me. So, it's, hold on, dang it, got to respond for the, hold on. Still don't know yet. Oh, sorry, y'all. What it do? All right. Excuse me. But it's like when you know your worth, when you know what your worth is, then there are certain things you're just not gonna settle for. You're not gonna downplay. You're not gonna take steps back for, you know. And I'm not doing that. Because it took me a while, it took me so long to get where I'm at now, or even where I'm at with nothing is a lot better than most places. There's a lot better than where a lot of people are with something. Which is even frustrates me more is when I see people out there, you know, just frivolous with shit, just not caring, turning their backs on family, when it's just not giving a fuck. Across the board about anything and getting by on it. Again, never a hater. Whatever you're doing, if it's working for you, like I said, if you're happy, then by all means, be that. Because I don't get to be that. So it's not really jealousy. It was a little bit envious. Envy. I'm a little envious. Because I want to be like that, but it's a struggle for me. It's a struggle with everything. A struggle to keep the fucking radio show on. You know, I keep talking about sponsors, wanting people to help out, come through and everything like that. But again, like I say all the time, once you start talking about money to people, that's when people start, you know, looking elsewhere, doing other things. That's the one. But as I stated from the very first time I came over here, when I took over Bang Out Radio and started doing what I was doing, it ain't about the money. It would be nice, but it ain't about that. But again, when you're doing everything by yourself, especially me, with the shit that I have to fucking deal with, some things fall through the cracks. I don't never want the show to be that, but I mean, fuck, if I can't, like I said, tonight, I guess I'm kind of glad I got out here and just started talking and everything, because again, these are the things that be in my head that just rattle. These are the things that keep me up all fucking night. And people wonder why I smoke and drink myself to sleep and just go out and just do whatever, because I'm trying to tire myself up the fuck out so I can get some sleep. I turn all the way up to the max, so hopefully by the time I get up there or whatever and everything's all said, then I can pass the fuck out and sleep. But besides that, like I said, I'm up. I'm thinking. I'm just constantly going on in my head. If it's not music, it's the homies or what we gonna do when we got shit popping. It's these dumb bitches and the shit that I gotta avoid with the shit that they be fucking doing. Is my family gonna be okay? Or when before my grandmother was in the hospital, you know, they was on my head like, when are you gonna get a job? This, that, you know, it's a lot of shit that just keeps fucking with me. And good thing I know how to handle pressure. Like I said, this is nothing new. It's which is at the same time, which is just as sad. Because I don't wanna have to keep going through shit. But that's life. You're always gonna go through some shit, right? But no. You can reach a point in your life where, you know, everything's straight, where everything's good, where you can build on that. You know, I never, because of the type of person that I am, because I've always put others before myself, I've never been able to make a foundation for myself, me, myself, and I. You know what I mean? Everything I've done in life overall has been for somebody else. I mean, technically, you know what I mean? When you're a kid, I mean, that's all of us, depending on, like I said, my family. Coming up as a kid, everything I did was for my parents. On top of the shit I would do for myself, like I said, but as far as the world knew, you know, I was doing shit that they wanted me to do. Stay in school, good grades, this, that, you know what I mean? Do that, go to college. You know, these are all the things that they wanted me to do. So I did those things so they would be happy. All while I was on smoking weed, fucking, doing this, that, you know, all the shit that I wanted to do, anything that I want to do, I have to keep to myself. You know what I mean? Anything, because people don't like the things, a lot of people don't like the things that I like to do, or, you know, they'll take it one step further, that they like the things that I like to do, but they don't want me to do those things with anybody else. You know, it's weird. So a lot of shit that I like to do, like I said, I got to do on my own. I can't broadcast or, you know what I mean? I can't put it out there like that. So, and then, you know, from there, you know, my first apartment I shared with somebody, because the girl I was with for 5 years wanted an apartment. You know, I went from my parents' house to college to an apartment with a girl, you know, and then now just on the street. Not literally on the street, but house hopping right now. You know what I mean? If at one point in my life, if I just said, fuck everybody and just focused on myself, ain't no telling where I would be right now. With my music. I've been rapping 10-plus years, doing music for 10-plus years. But I wasted a lot of time with different crews, cliques, things like that, because, again, I don't want to. It's more fun when you do things that you like to do with people you like to do things with. It is more fun that way. It's enjoyable. And me personally, I'm most happy when those that I care about are happy and we're all happy together having a good time. That's what I'm, because again, I'm going to be all right overall, technically. So, but again, like I said, with my music, I've been doing music 10 years plus. But like I said, the first group I was with, the niggas I was rolling with or whatever, most of them moved. A lot of niggas that I started off doing music with ain't even doing music no more. Then there was a space in the middle where I was dealing with people that I shouldn't have been dealing with when it comes to music. I mean, a lot of wasted time, a wasted money in the studio, wasted verses with niggas that, you know, just wound up being a bunch of nothing-ass niggas. You know, and I got my squad I'm running with now, the Witty Gang, and everything's all good. I feel at home with this, but now is it too late? I mean, I hope it's not. And also at the same time, it's hard getting these niggas motivated. Because, you know, when you get to a certain point in your life, you know, you're pretty set on what you do. So getting niggas motivated about shit is I don't need any motivation. My life is my motivation. But again, when shit is different, when, like I said, my life is different from those that I work with's lives. And, you know, the shit they got going on in their lives. You know what I mean? I don't have, like I said earlier, I don't have any restrictions right now. No job, no kids. You know what I mean? A lot of restrictions that people have, I don't have those. But a lot of things that I would need, like I said, it just took me too long to get to this point, to be like, you know what, I'm just going to focus on myself, do what I got to do and everything like that. And now that I'm here, at least in my mind, now I don't have the means in order to do it. So, and again, and it's funny because I see where I get it from. You know what I mean? Looking at my mother earlier today. It's crazy. Like I said, she's been bedside for my grandmother for like a week almost now. It was funny because my dad, I overheard my dad tell her, like, why can't nobody else be there? Why do you got to be the one there? And my mom just said, ain't nobody else going to do it. You know, ain't nobody else going to do it. My aunt, her older sister, will go by there. She stopped by there a little bit earlier today to chill out with her so my mom could get some kind of rest. My mom came home, got 3 hours of sleep, and went back to the hospital because my aunt wasn't going to be able to sit up there all night, and she wasn't staying, and she was going to leave and everything, so... And there's no downplaying my aunt or anything like that, but people just have different connections and handle things different. My mom is that person. I'm going to be there. That's where I get my shit from. And it's sad because I don't want to be that person, but people know if they hit me up and if there's something that I can do, I'm going to be there. Shit. And it's funny looking at it because, like I said, my dad got mad at her like a little bit because, you know, she's been there all the time. I spend the time with him and here with him. And they get mad at me when I do that for, like, my close friends and everything like that. When I used to have to, you know, when I would do certain things. They would look at me like, why would you do that? Ain't nobody else going to do it. So, you know, sitting back and just looking at it, I just found that kind of funny. Because, again, I see why I am the person that I am. But I don't want to be. Not in the society we're living in now. Not with the way the world is. Not with how people are acting. Not with the things that are going down. Good guy finishes last. So the options are, do I change the person that I am, which I can't. But no, I just remove myself from situations. I just don't fuck with shit. Don't fuck with people. But see that people view me, oh, you're an asshole, you're this, that. No, I'm not. I'm not getting involved in what you got going on because I will become an asshole if I have to deal with shit I don't want to deal with. I don't even feel like smiling. You know what I mean? When you know, I said, look, I don't have a job. I don't have a job. You know, I would have to go to work and pretend like everything's okay and act like everything's cool because you can't be like that on the job. You know, so part of it's like maybe I'm just meant to be this way right now. But for how long? I've been this way. And like I said, I just don't know. And just everything. I said, bitches is crazy. No, I'm just using bitches as a general term because I'm not about to sit up here and, you know, call out names and everything like that. But just all kind of, it's like people just, are you really, this is what you think. This is what works for you. This is what you ever sit back and look at somebody? I don't know, friend, family, some, I don't know, just take it, because, you know, people are so busy talking, running their mouths, trying to get their point across and everything like that. You ever just sit back and listen sometimes to people and what they got to say and how their viewpoints are and everything like that? I guess it's the same thoughts people be having about me, like, what the fuck are you saying? But, again, my shit kind of plays out a little bit, you know, because I don't speak on shit that I don't know anything about. Or if I don't know anything about it, I make it known that, yo, I don't know shit about this. So think what you want to about what I'm going to say. But majority of the time, I know majority of what I'm talking about, because that's why I feel I can express my feelings about it and get into detail about certain things or whatever. That's just what I do, because, again, there are those people that always want to speak on shit that they don't even know nothing about. So why the fuck are y'all talking? You know what I mean? Shut the fuck up. My bad, though, y'all. Hold on. Let's see. Shout out to 702. Hold on. Phone line. 6984. You got Dagger. What it do? Fuck you.
Hold on. What up, nigga?
What it do? Who this?
Chunk Soup, Las Vegas.
Hey, Chunks, man. What it do, Pimpin? How you
doing? I'm chilling, man. I seen you was online. Let me fuck with this nigga right quick. You on here getting on some real shit, though.
Fuck you, man. Like I said, over here, good to get out my thought process I was in real quick, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Just getting ready to go to bed. About to go do the 5K marathon tomorrow.
Vegas, nigga, you tripping? 7 o'clock? Nigga, what the?
I got a white girlfriend, man.
Things happen. Have your ass to bed, man. What's shit, Chucks, man? Again, real quick, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to keep you too long. I know it's bedtime and shit, but again, for those that don't know, man, let people know where they can find your music at, everything like that. And then real quick, man, it's Fuck You Fridays, man. Anything you want to get off your chest before you go, man?
Damn, I should have thought about this before I called. Anyways, you can find me at ReverbNation.com, LVH702. You can Google Chunky Soup, C-H-U-N-K-I-E-S-O-U-P. I'm at Dat Piff. I got like 5 instrumental beat tapes out right now. Go get one. And for Fuck You Fridays, man, fuck all y'all haters, man. If you ain't with it, don't be against
it. Bottom line there, fuck it. Because they is out there. For sure, man.
Yeah.
Chuck, hey, and also, man, like I said, I got to catch you, man, when I come through Vegas again, man. I got to figure out when I'm going to be down there again. I got to get some family shit situated.
I just sent you a song, too, man. Check your email.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it, man. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, then, too, man. Get some world premiere shit on, man. Like I said, you know, we got the music going Wednesdays and Sunday, man. So holler at your boy, man.
No problem.
All right, Chuck, good looking out. Checking in.
Later.
Go. See, that's what I'll be talking about, man. Like, people that, you know, holler at your boy, come through, chop it up with me and everything like that, which is always good. But, again, the people I feel I would most get along with also as well ain't nowhere near around here. Like, my Bang Out Radio family, for those that actually do fuck with me or whatever, like I said, if I had the funds, if people sponsored Bang Out Radio, we got this turned up the way we could turn it up, as far as, like I said, I know y'all out there promoting music. I know y'all out there doing what y'all do. You know, Dagger doesn't beg, but I will ask. You know what I mean? I need all the help that I can get to get Bang Out Radio popping. You know, I want to do Bang Out Radio tours. You know, we can't go city to city fucking with Bang Out Radio, independent artist shit and everything like that. No producers or promoters out there that want to get nothing like that popping. You know what I mean? Bang Out Radio concerts. Maybe we just pick a spot and everybody flies to the same place and we just put on one big concert or something like that. You know, I mean, I don't know what y'all out there thinking about doing. I'm thinking about doing everything. But again, I can't do it by myself. I know that. So part of me is like, I'm just going to keep doing this. And like I said, until something happens, or maybe something will never happen. And even if that doesn't happen, then that's fine too. Because like I said, when I started off this with 10 listeners, you know, 10, 15, 20 listeners, that if that's all I had, then fuck it. Then we're going to be sitting here chilling doing what the fuck we do. Because, as always what I'm saying, it's never been about the money for Dagger. That money's nice. Money buys things. Money gets things turned up. Y'all look at all these housewives and shit on all these reality shows. Y'all see all these motherfuckers with money having going through the same problems that motherfucking people without money be going through. So it's like, what the fuck is money? Like I said, they better not ever give a nigga no money. Like, no real money. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to spend it in certain ways that everybody else do. You know, I'm gonna do other shit with it. You know what I mean? What about free parties? Actual free parties. You You know what I mean? I'm the type of person where if I'm an artist, you out there buying my music, my CDs, downloading it, this, that, or whatever. Why, if I'm performing somewhere, you got the money, rent out the club. Buy the bar. Really buy the bar. Give out free drinks. You know, I would look out for people. But that ain't where we're at. That ain't the society we live in. That ain't how people get down. Which is fine. To each his own. Everybody do what they feel they need to do. Keep more money in your pocket, right? But I just don't know, man. I just don't know. It's a lot easier to, easier to interact with people. But again, I'd rather interact with intellectuals, with people that's about their business, with people that's doing something with themselves. You ever try to talk to somebody that ain't about shit? Or you be around people that all they do is gossip. He said this, she said this. You know, this dude got beat up, da-da-da. It's always just trivial shit. I don't fucking want to hear all that. People wonder why I'm so quiet. Because what the fuck, you ain't talking about nothing. But, you know, those people that just can't stand silence or whatever it is, or however they call it, inappropriate silence or this, that, or those people that just feel the need to talk, they just got to say something or do something, you know, just... If it ain't about something, then it don't matter. That's where I'm at. That's what my focus is. I'm looking for substance as far as shit goes. I'm looking for reasons. Why? For what? What was the purpose? Did you achieve anything? Did that help you in any shape, way, or form? You know, these are the things that you ask. These are the normal questions that I ask. But you can't ask those questions when somebody's talking about, oh, did you see, did the get his ass whooped by da-da-da? Nah. Or even if I have seen it, so? You know what I mean? Like, what is... I don't know. I'm just done. I'm not done, but I'm done. You know what I mean? I'm not playing into bullshit. I'm not playing. There's just too much. There's just too much to have to deal with. There's too much shit that you have to deal with in life where the extra shit is not worth it. It's not. It's not. And I refuse to be involved in the extra shit. I'm not. I have to keep telling myself that. Because every day, there's some extras that pop up on a nigga plate. People trying to get me to do this, that, say this, say that. What do you think of this? Asking me all kind of questions and shit and everything. It's like, no, I'm done. I'm not even entertaining the question or entertaining whatever you're going through right now. You know, I'm not even getting involved in that. Fuck that. I got enough shit I got to worry about. Until I can stand on my own two. Foundation. You know what I mean? I'm not the type to speak on the next person either, because again, I don't got all that going on for me either. I got a lot going on for me, but as far as this society and this world is, I don't got shit. Which is why I deal with real people that see past all that shit. Because anybody that knows me knows that my value is a lot more than what anybody may think. Which is also why I don't care what people think about me. I'll let you think whatever you want about me. Underestimate me. I don't care. Yes, I'm that. Yeah, I'm all that. Whatever you think. Yeah, that's me. That's me. Yeah. Until you find out. And then shit, you may never find out. Fuck it. That's your issue, not mine. Because, again, it's what I like to call, if you had that moment of clarity with yourself, you know what I mean? Hold on, Let me see. Hold on. See, I'm walking right here. See, there's a mirror right here. If you ain't never done what I'm doing, there's a mirror right here. I'm looking at a mirror. If you ain't never looked at yourself in the mirror, at least, or something like that, or really looked at yourself like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Who are you dealing with? Who are you fucking with? Is that person good? Is this person not good? What are you trying to do with your life? And what's beneficial to you? What's not beneficial to you? What steps do you need to take in order to get where you're trying to go? Are the goals that you have set for yourself obtainable, or are they too far out of reach? You know, you have to check yourself. You have to know what you can do before you try to sit up and do something else. But again, in this society, like I said, they're telling niggas is only worried about getting pussy and doing whatever they got to do to get a bitch to fuck them, and bitches is only looking for niggas to pay them. Whether they give up the pussy for the money or not is a different story, or if they're working for it or whatever, but ain't nobody real with themselves, with theyselves. You have to be real with yourself before you can even think about moving on to the next step or next phase. Like I said, luckily I've been real with myself for a long time, and I just really realized that me being real with myself is just that I'm just in fucked up situations because I put others before myself. So if I cut off everybody else and just only worry about myself, then it just becomes a whole nother story, because then now do I feel, like I said, that then I become that asshole person. Then I become that person that, you know, fuck you, fuck what you got going on. I'm only worried about me. I'm not giving a fuck about what you got going on or anything. I don't want to be that person either. But you have to be. Or do you? I don't know. This ought to be interesting. Yeah, watch this. This is the shit I have to deal with, y'all. Watch this. Let's see if this works out. Hello? Hello?
How are you doing?
My radio show?
What?
My radio show.
Oh, my God. When is that over?
8.
We'll call you after.
All right. Oh, well, that was simpler than I thought. Usually that shit goes a whole nother place. But, but fuck, man, they can't even sit on his ass. But, all right, y'all, I think I've widened enough. I don't know. Again, this is one of the reasons why I don't like Fuck You Fridays, when it is just focused on me, because I can sit here and talk all day about how bad shit is and what I think about people and this, that, but really, what is it going to do, right? Outside of provide a show right now that we got going on and everything, you know, I'm trying to provide that, but I try so hard not to be negative, but when every time you try to be positive, you're hit with some kind of negativity, then it's hard to think that the world is just not a negative place that you have to find positivity in. I don't know if that makes any sense or if I lost anybody or anything like that. I lose myself sometimes. I try to make shit make sense, but how there are those people that, you know, are always happy and everything's all good and everything like that. So when bad things happen, they get sad and they just become happy again. You know, they're just always happy. I'm the complete opposite. I really just think everything's all fucked up. The world's fucked up. So when good things happen, I really get to appreciate those things. Because, you know, those people that are always happy or they fake happy all the time or whatever, I don't feel they really appreciate certain things. Because, I mean, you see it in a lot of places, too. You can't have sunshine without rain, right? How would you know what sun is if you never had a cloudy day? You know what I mean? How could you know what bitter is if you never had anything sweet? You know, how do you know good if you never had bad or evil? You don't, if that's all you know. Now, I'm aware of both, but more so I like just being in the negative or just being on these side of things, because then when good things happen, again, like I said, I could really appreciate them. I really go all out. I really just enjoy. Because, again, once that's over, it's right back to the bullshit until I find a way where I can sustain that. So that's where I'm at, yeah. But like I said, I'm going to cut the show off on that tonight. I think I've whined enough, at least for an hour. I'm surprised I made it that long. So, again, make sure y'all keep fucking with the rest of the shows, all right? This Slap Sundays, all right, Sunday from 7 to 9. All new slappers, got a lot of new music, loading it all up. Y'all heard the new chunks. I got a whole lot of this shit I'm going to load up, all right? So make sure you tune in for Slap Sundays, and I got a new Beauty of the Week checking in. The Triple M Show every Monday, 7 to 9, all music, no talk, complete opposite of tonight, all right? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, Adult Matters, and Adult Topics from 9 to 11. And then we're right back here next week on Fuck You Fridays, all right? So, again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for supporting the shows. And, yeah, bang out. Radio, Reality Radio, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Thanks a lot. Holla at y'all later.